Hey, what's up, Francesca? Welcome to Fake Podcast. How are you doing?
Hello.
You got to get closer to the mic.
Thank you for having me at Fake Podcast. I'm doing pretty swell.
I just realized I forgot to bring my computer over because we're going to read some poetry that we just wrote. Cheers. Drinking some wine.
Salute.
For a special occasion. Remember yesterday when our glasses would not stop ringing? Or was it just my glass? I don't know.
It was just your glass.
How was it just my glass? Okay, we got to make sure this thing is... I'm going to ask you to hold it because this is not working out.
Okay.
Or it will, actually, if I screw this on properly. So it's New Year's Day when we're recording this. It'll probably be released on Monday or something. And that's much better. And we just had a lovely day, right? We were walking around Chinatown and we watched Soul and cried about 18 times each. Mm-hmm. How many times did you make a count of how many times you teared up?
I cried at least three times.
Three times?
Yeah. Soaking your chest hair. Yeah. My tears.
Yeah, I like almost cried about 10 times. I don't know why. I feel like music movies in particular, like the Queen one with Freddie Mercury biopic, and those types of movies just make me well up. I don't know why, because I'm just like, oh, I just want to be able to play like that or perform like that, and I think that's what makes me well up more than the sadness of the plot.
I don't know if it's the music that gets it going for me. I think it's like the like relationships part of it.
That
gets me going. The relation. I don't want to say any spoilers.
Yeah, let's not spoil Soul.
But
Tina Fey.
It was so good.
We had no idea Tina Fey was the voice of the co-star.
And Jamie Foxx.
I knew Jamie Foxx. I heard that somewhere.
I didn't know that.
But I was like, is this Jamie Foxx? Because it didn't sound like Jamie Foxx to me. But I guess it was. And he plays piano really well. So he might have played some of that piano. I don't know if he's that good. But, I mean, he's really good.
That's good to know. I'm going to be a piano master one day.
Yeah. You got to start. What are we drinking? We're drinking a Louis-Max Beauchamp Born Bourgogne. Appellation Bourgogne Contrôlé Pinot Noir. It's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Been saving this for a couple months.
Max Louise.
Is it either this or Sutter Home?
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, no,
I'm so sick of Sutter Home.
Yeah. So gross.
Sutter Home and Yellowtail is the other one. Yellowfin?
Mm-hmm. Yellowtail.
Yellowtail kangaroos.
I think Yellowtail's owned by Sapporo. Because when I went to visit the Sapporo Brewery in Japan, they also had free Yellowtail.
Wow.
Is that what made you cough?
No. Oh, okay. Just the wine.
Okay.
I've been like having swallowing problems, I think, recently.
Mm.
Did I tell you I almost choked on a grain of salt last week?
No.
Yeah, I had to like invert my body and cough and I saw it on my finger. It was one grain of salt.
By the way, I should introduce you a little more.
Okay. I was going to ask you if there's questions. I had questions. So I was going to raise my hand. I was like, oh, I think we're starting.
Francesca's my girlfriend. We've been dating for, 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
And you're an oncology dietitian.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think you're a hula hooper.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an amateur surfer with me. You taught me how to surf. And I don't know how else to... what else did you say you get into flow states doing besides hula hooping?
Biking. Yeah.
Bicycle enthusiast. You make a mean pound cake. Peach bourbon pound cake. Mm-hmm. Whipped cream.
Wow.
I don't know. Just a lovely person.
Thank you. You're a lovely person as well.
Thanks.
It's been lovely.
I'm just double checking. This is all recording. Yeah, it's recording. It's good. So, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, how else to introduce you? I mean, you used to do stand up. You recently started a little bit to dip your toe back in.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like now that I did that one open mic, I'm ready to like be back into it. But I feel wrong saying I'm a comic because I took like a year and a half break.
Whatever.
So, but we could say that too.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of professional comedians took a year break for this, for COVID. I mean, you started before COVID, but whatever.
No, you mean I stopped before COVID?
Yeah, I started. Well, you started your break, you stopped doing it.
Yes.
So, what was your impression of today? What did we do today?
Well, I wrote a poem about it, so you'll...
Oh, the whole day?
Yeah.
I kind of wrote a little... My poem is a little bit about it, but it's, like, pretty abstract, and it wasn't really about... Like, I don't really know what I was writing about, and I think I write about that in the poem, too.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't say I wrote completely about the day, but...
Yeah.
It was influenced by today and yesterday, I think, more recent events.
Yeah.
I like today. I personally enjoy walking around in the cold, so that was nice.
Yeah.
And had dim sum for the first time, so that was cool.
Yeah.
We still have a sticky ball to eat.
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's right on top of my fridge. I was hoping you'd forget about it so I could just eat it.
Good try.
Uh-huh.
My impression of today was like, I gave it like 7.5 stars.
Pretty good. Out of 10?
Out of 10.
All right. I'll take it. That's good.
7 stars. 1 for every dollar you paid for your plunger.
I overpaid $7 for my plunger. I thought that's a good price, but apparently we went right around the corner and you could get it for 3.
That's so like ripped off.
A nicer, newer plunger.
Your plunger was straight up dirty.
It'll be cleaned by my poop and toilet water.
I guess if you're going to buy anything dirty, a plunger is like the least concerning.
Yeah, I feel like we're talking in sexy voices because we're talking to each other.
We're talking in sexy voices. Yeah. I think I'm just afraid to talk too loud.
Nah, you can talk louder.
I think I just like the way my voice sounds when I talk like this.
I'm a very demure woman.
Hello, Francesca here.
That's more like it.
Hey, everybody, what are we having? Pasta for dinner?
Yeah.
What are we having for dinner? Are we eating dinner?
I assume so, at some point.
What time is it?
6:11.
Wow, night just goes on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yeah, what do we have for dinner? What should we have?
I don't know.
I could try to make something.
I don't know.
Or we could just get something. I don't know. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Speaking of sexy voices, Could we talk about KFC guy?
Sure.
KFC seduction.
Mario Lopez.
Yeah, Mario Lopez in the short KFC pornography.
Yeah, it was basically a porn film without sex or any nudity. There was some sexual tension for sure.
Yeah, sexual tension.
But it had porn acting and porn production values. And it was starring Mario Lopez as Colonel Sanders. This is the hottest minority positive Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, I recommend watching that as well.
Yeah, it's on KFC's YouTube channel.
Cried 3 times during that as well.
What do you think KFC's motivation for putting that out? What do you think the origin of that was?
The origin was that there just weren't enough people getting turned on by their chicken, and they just were really trying to, you know, capture a whole new audience. Everyone's home. People maybe aren't having sex, but they are eating chicken. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to infuse the two.
We were even talking a little bit about how Colonel Sanders seems like a kind of racist plantation owner figure before that. And it does seem like, you know, getting a Latino man to play Colonel Sanders is kind of a good PR move.
Yeah, and he plays like the good guy.
Yeah.
He's like the champion of love and honesty and integrity.
Yeah.
So it's a good move.
I think it's a good move. But it also makes Mario Lopez seem kind of like an Uncle Tom a little bit, even though he's not black. So I don't know if you can be an Uncle Tom if you're not black, but it's like weird to be the racial scapegoat of like a company. Like I can't imagine that does good for your street cred.
No.
So that was interesting. And then we've been having a lot of Kentucky Fried Chicken related discussions lately. Mm-hmm. Because we read that book, Kafka on the Shore, which one of the main, not the main characters, but one of the characters who I talked you into reading it by, I'm like, there's Colonel Sanders is in it. And he played, Colonel Sanders is like a weird concept, spiritual concept that manifests as Colonel Sanders, but he's also a back alley pimp and a philosophy professor, maybe.
Maybe.
So that was interesting. And then I sent you an article about Japan. Can you summarize that article while I get my computer?
Yeah, so I guess it was somebody who started KFC, like a KFC CEO in Japan, and he wanted to sell more chicken, and so he created something called a party barrel and marketed it as like a very like Western way to spend Christmas. And because people in Japan, I guess, are like very interested in Western culture and they don't really do turkey, so I guess chicken seemed like a suitable alternative. And essentially, he gets like interviewed and they ask him, like, is this something they do in America, like eat KFC on Christmas? And he's like, yes. And everyone is then like, okay, this is what they do. So then it became a tradition over there, but it's actually not a tradition in America.
Yeah, I didn't really get the whole thing where he lied. Because, like, what are they saying? We don't do turkey for Christmas here either. We do goose or ham, right?
Some people do turkey.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would they eat turkey twice?
Exactly.
Turkey kind of sucks.
Well, I guess Christmas predates Thanksgiving.
I guess so. Where do they? Are there European turkeys?
I don't know. I forgot to tell you, I saw three turkeys when I was driving in Florida.
Wow.
Like the week after you left.
I didn't know there were turkeys in Florida.
Yeah, I remember I told you on that stretch of highway, I was like, sometimes you see wild turkeys here. Yeah. It was on the other side of the highway, but I saw three.
Interesting.
And I forgot to tell you.
I want to see the bobcat. You saw a freaking bobcat.
Yeah.
That's cool.
No alligators.
So what's your, so we're going to read some poems. And I want to know, well, each read a poem. I want to know what your history with poetry is.
My history?
Yeah.
My poetic history?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. I guess I've been interested in poetry since I was in middle school. And I think I probably enjoyed writing poetry more than I enjoyed reading poetry. So I think I definitely got really into like writing poetry. But I definitely like as a kid, like thinking back to like even just like Shel Silverstein. I just like always enjoyed that. And then it felt like a good creative outlet. And so that's kind of where it started. And then, yeah, branched out from there to like all kinds of different poets. But I'd say like over the past maybe like 5 years or so, somewhere in like my mid-20s, I stopped writing poetry. And I think like in the past year or two, it's been like I've like really rekindled my love for writing and reading it.
That's cool. I feel like poetry, a lot of people write it when they're younger and then they stop and never write it again. Because it seems like almost like a fruitless, pointless endeavor. Because most people don't enjoy reading it. So you're writing it for almost no one. And that's the main reason, I think.
Yeah. I remember when I was in high school, Holocaust Memorial poetry contest. So we're supposed to write a poem about the Holocaust. So it's like really sad. And I didn't win. And I remember feeling disheartened.
I won a poetry contest in first grade. I won a Mother's Day poetry contest. And they gave me a giant cookie, like a fucking dinner plate-sized cookie.
Do you remember it?
Something about my mom being sweet as cherry pie. Like, I don't know.
Was it a haiku? Was it a limerick?
It was just a rhyming thing.
Freeform?
Rhyming. I don't know what it was.
A sonnet?
In first grade.
I don't think you're writing sonnets in first grade.
But I do remember writing a... Like, I really loved Edgar Allan Poe when I was, like, in second, third grade.
In first grade? Wow.
And I remember writing a poem, like, me and my rival, we have... chased each other and fought each other throughout time in many incarnations, like some really like dark grave.
It's like your rival in the schoolyard.
Yeah, that was Ivan Sutalo. I threw a rock at him and I broke his glasses.
Oh shit. Why did you do that?
I don't remember. I think I had a reason, but it probably wasn't very good.
Stole your pudding.
I don't remember. But poems. I hear my neighbor laughing.
Well, yeah, I was like, who is that?
Yeah. But I definitely had like, I think I stopped writing poetry in probably middle school. I also remember I wrote a poem in fifth grade and my special ed teachers read it. I wrote it in special ed and my teachers both started crying. Oh shit, I got skills, yo.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, if I could fly like a kite, I would travel over the Aboriginals in Australia or some shit like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did you cry when you read it?
No.
Have you ever cried reading your own poem?
Tonight's the night.
Tonight's the night. We're already like the waterworks are flowing from soul today.
Yeah.
I'm ready to cry at my own poetry.
Yeah. No, my poem tonight. I think it's kind of like, it's kind of pretentious.
Ooh.
It's a little pretentious. So we'll see. What? What were you gonna say?
What's that song? Patricia Pancreatitis Man.
Oh, what was that song?
Pancreatitis.
No, it was a pancreas.
Waters and pancreatitis.
I don't remember any of it now.
You made it up, that's why.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I knew it.
What was it again? Splashing through the water.
Splashing through the water. Splashing. I like to splash a really good time.
No, it's gone.
Yeah, I butchered your fake song.
It's gone forever.
But. What about the vagina sharpening lasagna song?
I don't even remember that ever happening. Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. But I believe it existed just because I know myself.
Let's have a vagina lasagna for dinner.
Vagina?
Vasagna?
Vasagna.
Vagina?
Vajazna.
Vajazna.
Okay, so...
Okay, I'm going to stop.
Lavanya.
Lavanya, that was it. That was what I was going to say.
So do you want to read your poem first or you want me to read mine?
I think you should read yours first.
Does yours have a title?
Well, conveniently, there is kind of a title written on here already.
Oh.
So I just was like, I'm going to make that the title of my poem. Oh, okay. But you wrote, so technically you wrote the title.
Oh, well, that's perfect because I was going to ask if you wanted to title mine for me.
Perfect. Okay. Should I title it before I hear it or after?
I mean, after.
All right.
Yeah, base it on something.
Yeah, but you titled mine before it was written.
Yeah, but you got to go off of that title.
True. Okay, fair enough.
I feel like a little draft. Okay. Oh my God, this sounds...
Do you want a sweater?
No, it's okay. This is going to come off so pretentious.
Maybe we should read each other's poems.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to read it making fun of my own poem.
I'll read yours and you read mine.
Okay.
Okay, that's the way to go. You know what inspired me to do that?
What?
Kuan Yin.
Oh, yeah. Let me just proofread it real quick. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Oh yes, there's one. I know you like Neruda. Who else do you like?
What other poets do I like?
Yeah.
I am pretty bad at remembering people's names. Pass.
I'm glad I'm glad I rerouted this, because there were a few things I meant to say and I didn't. I said the wrong word. Okay. Let's just do this. I like Yeats. Maybe we'll read an actual professional poems after this.
Yep. I could tell you. I'm forgetting her name.
We'll do it after.
Okay, Jane Hirschfield. That's what I like. I'm going to mess up her last name.
I know that. I've heard.
Yeah, I like her. Okay. Currently untitled poem by Andrew Steiner. Old words ripped from the summer silk sheets, spinning out on tangerine Fenka towels, ground into the dirt to mend apologies long scorched. Simple sounds and complex vibrations, unfelt but still impactful, hit the back of your hand as we walk down Chinatown streets drunk on chocolate mousse and rent receipts. When you get back to the apartment, you write poems and podcast about it, but have no idea what it is. Never stopped Andrew before, and I never will. Francesca is the best. Brownie points.
Kiss ass.
I think the name of that. Oh, the first. All right, first. I like it. Kind of want to read it again. You're right. It's a little pretentious. So I could see you like totally. Yeah, making fun of that as you're reading that. So I'm glad I read it. I think it should be called. It should be called Check Please.
Check Please. Spell Check Please.
Spell Check Please. All right, good stuff. You wrote that pretty fast. You wrote that faster than you wrote mine, and honestly, it's a lot better than mine.
Oh, thanks. I'll be the judge of that.
Mine's pretty elementary, if you will.
I said you name mine, and I already changed your name to Spell Check Please.
Excuse me?
I told you to title mine, and I already changed your title.
Whatever.
I'm going to read yours.
Okay. All right. So the title is obviously what you wrote up there.
What the hell did I write? Tree story.
Oh, I thought it said true story. With just the U.
All right.
Oh, it could be a tree story. It could be a tree story. That works.
Okay.
Call it that if you want.
Okay. Walking from Brooklyn to Chinatown. Keys hang from trees. And hail on the ground. It's New Year's Day in the old part of town. People play ping pong at the playground. I sit at home in my old prom gown, thinking of all the happiness I found. I changed the word.
I know.
I changed it to I have found to I found.
I started off with that, but you put it in a weird tone, so...
Sorry.
So that makes sense why you had to remove my words. Yeah. Jeez. Critiquing my titles and my poems.
I didn't critique. Oh, yeah. The one you gave me. I changed. I like it. Walk trees. Keys hang from. Oh, I remember the key hanging from the bush. Hail on the ground. It's New Year's Day in the old part of town. People play ping pong at the playground. We went to the playground, Columbus, I don't know what it's called, park, where they have a ping pong table. And you were wearing your prom gown yesterday.
Unfortunately, that actually happened, yeah.
And there was hail. It was hailing.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't walk here, though.
I know. But it's artistic license. Liberty. Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. I like it. Happiness, nice, good. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I like it too, but I honestly didn't like the way you read it.
Sorry.
I know. I don't want to read yours funny.
I'm sorry. Once I noticed it rhymed, I couldn't not sing it or something.
Once I wrote the two lines, I'm like, I'm just going to go with this. I was like, now I'm going to read yours with the way I want to.
Okay.
Old words ripped from the summer silk sheets, spinning out on tangerine thank a towels. Ground into the dirt to mend apologies long scorched. Simple sounds and complex vibrations. Unfelt, but still impactful. Hit the back of your hand as we walk down Chinatown streets drunk on chocolate mousse and rent receipts. When you get back to the apartment, you write poems and podcasts about it, but have no idea what it is. Never stopped Andrew before, and I never will. Francesca is the best.
Yeah. Fair. I don't even know what that means, right? Podcast. Oh, what it is. I need to italicize the it. When you write a podcast about it, but have no idea what it is. That's why that.
It is.
That's why that doesn't make
it
sense.
It is. What if your name was It Is?
Eat.
It is.
Like ITIS is my last name?
No, your first name.
My first name is It and my last name is.
No, your first name is It Is.
It is.
Yeah, like ITIS or ITES. It is. It has.
And what if my last name was
It Is.
Cool.
It is cool.
My name is It Is Cool. Hello, my name is It Is Cool. Yeah, I like that. What if your first name was Balami and your last name is Samela?
What was our fake last name?
Oh, Popson.
Popson. Samela Popson. It is Popson.
It is Popson.
It is Popson.
Hello, it is Popson.
Hello, it is Popson.
All right, I'm going to look up a poem.
Oh my gosh, help.
You can do it.
But can I?
Yeah.
Oh, Dios mío.
Oh, Dios mío. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm looking up a poem here. I'm going to read it. It's by William Butler Yeats. It's called The Lake Isle of Innisfree.
Are you going to read it funny?
I will arise and go to Innisfree and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honey bee, and live alone in the bee loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings, and there midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. While I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's gray, I hear it in the deep heart's core. I love that poem. It's like Henry David Thoreau's Walden summed up in 12 lines. It's like, who the fuck needs the whole book? You just got this poem. Just read the fucking poem by Yeats instead of Walden.
That's a hot take.
Hot takes on old,
a hot poetry
old
take.
Literature.
Wow, it's controversial.
Yeah, man.
Woo.
Fucking, what are those, one of those blogs, those feminist blogs?
The Vagina Monocle.
The Vaginicle. I mean, vaginas should have monocles because there's one hole. I guess you have one on the clit and one on the pussy hole and one on the pee hole. You have a tronicle.
Wait. How many holes do you think there is?
No, two. But
two, so just bifocals.
No, but you can have one on the clit, too. It's a sense organ.
Okay, like a protective lens.
Or just like it could see, it can magnify sound. I mean, it might magnify touch. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just
protect it from the sun?
Pick a poem.
Pick a poem, any poem. Okay, here we go. I'm going to tell you a poem now. It's not my poem, but I'm going to read it to you like it is. This is too much pressure. We should have planned this beforehand.
No, just pick. Just look up what's her name. Moga Dishu Susan.
Oh, goodness gracious.
What's her name?
I can't tell you. It's
Allison,
a secret.
Allison Bechdel?
I can't tell you.
I've
read you one of her poems before.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, do you remember?
Vaguely.
Do you remember when I first read you that poem? Please help me. I lost the tab. I don't know what I'm looking at. Okay, I can figure this out. I got this.
Cool. So I just want to say William Butler Yeats is the badass motherfucker. He was Irish, and he wrote something about a widening gyre as well.
A widening gyre?
What are you doing?
I'm going to... I have a poem.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. What do you think of the Yeats poem?
I mean, I liked it. However... Mm-hmm. However, the way you read it made it hard to pay attention.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I switched midway, though.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah, but I still lost already.
Okay. That's how he wrote it in his... there's a recording of him reading it, like very old recording. And that's basically how he did it. Francesca, there's too much dead air time here.
This is my first time. Don't I get a break?
No.
Wow. All right, I'm just going to read this first thing that came to my face.
Okay.
Okay, it's called Lines for Winter by Mark Strand. Mm. Do you know who that is?
The guy who hosted Double Dare.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? It is?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I don't believe this.
Just read the poem.
I'm not reading this poem now.
Come on.
I'm an unruly podcast guest. I'm not going to be invited back. It's not, you're a liar. Okay. Tell yourself as it gets cold and gray falls from the air that you will go on walking, hearing the same tune no matter where you find yourself. Inside the dome of dark or under the crackling white, the cracking white of the moon's gaze in a valley of snow. Tonight as it gets cold, tell yourself what you know, which is nothing. But the tune your bones play as you keep going, and you will be able for once to lie down under the small fire of winter stars. And if it happens that you cannot go on or turn back, and you find yourself where you will be at the end, tell yourself, in that final flowing of cold through your limbs, that you love what you are.
I kind of zoned out. I was just thinking about how people are definitely going to like you more than me on this podcast. And I'm okay with that. That was my takeaway from that poem.
Okay. All right. We are doing great things here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally okay with that.
Can I tell you that I like this?
Yeah.
Can I read one more poem? Mm-mm. I should have read this one first.
Okay.
It's a New Year's poem.
Okay.
Okay. This one is... called, actually I should read it on here because it's hard to see on there. Boopity boop bop.
So anyway, I just want to tell everyone I've farted today at least a bunch of times. We're now farting in front of each other on the reg without any embarrassment whatsoever, so y'all should know that.
Yeah, no pretense.
No pretense. That happened quickly.
The
farts.
Yeah. Because it's a personal belief of mine that you shouldn't hide your farts from people.
Do you ever blast them out in public?
Yep.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I love farting on the subway.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Loudly?
Yeah.
I've never heard you fart in public.
I haven't had to. Or you weren't listening. Maybe you zoned out.
Interesting. I mean, occasionally I'll do it with my headphones on when I can't hear it.
Yeah, okay, I've done that. I've done that.
All of a sudden, the story changes.
I mean, I'm not always, like, listening to it, but I know it's loud. You could tell.
Are you a fart activist?
Yeah. I'm also a pee activist.
What do you mean?
I don't believe in holding in your pee.
Oh?
And people used to do that maybe more back in the day. Like, people would be like, if you went to a party, they'd be like, don't pee, you're going to break the seal. And I was like, what? Like, you have to pee, go pee.
Break what seal?
The seal. Because people thought, I don't know, that this definitely is not true. But I think people would think that, like, once you, if you were, like, drinking at a party, when you peed, then you would have to keep peeing. But, like, you pee all the time. I don't know.
Never heard that.
Yeah. So I would say Break the Seal campaign.
I gotta pee right now.
Break that seal.
Yeah, but we're in the middle of this.
All right, I guess this is a good... Well, you're just going against everything I believe in.
I'm a big believer in peeing. I'm a big believer in peeing outdoors. Not on the street, because I don't like smelling other people's pee. I think that's gross. But I do think there should be public grass and tree patches that are slightly private that you can just pee on everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my belief.
Okay.
Because peeing outdoors, to me, is one of life's greatest joys. I love peeing outdoors, especially on a warm night. Just looking up at the sky, taking a piss. Oh, it's wonderful.
I'm imagining as a female peeing outside, and I'm like, it would be so hard to look up at the stars while you're peeing. You really got to focus on what you're doing, or you'll pee on yourself.
It sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's some male privilege right there.
Yeah, it's also, I think, more comfortable for guys to pee outside. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do it, and I enjoy it, but it's definitely not anywhere nearly as enjoyable as your situation.
Yeah.
I have peed in a urinal, though, outside. An outdoor urinal.
How'd that go?
Honestly, better than expected.
Cool. Cool. What were we doing? What were we waiting to do? You were reading. You going to read the other poem?
We were talking about farting, and then we were talking about peeing.
And you were going to read that New Year's poem on the computer?
Yeah, but now I'm over it. Cool. Maybe I'll come back to it.
Good. No, that's fine. Let's move on. You just got the COVID vaccine.
Yes, I did. I got the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
How do you feel?
I'm not fully a zombie yet, but I feel like I'm well on my way.
What does it feel to be mostly nanobots?
Nanobots in my head. I don't have that rash anymore.
Nana and pop, pop, bots.
Yeah, I feel fine. My arm's a little sore. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm going to survive.
This one is growing on me.
I like it.
I really like it.
Yeah, good choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm partially, I'm not immune yet. I'll be immune tomorrow. Partially immune.
Partially. So what does that mean, partially immune?
So it takes 3 days for you to reach partial immunity, and then you're, I think, like 50 or 60 or 70, one of those lower percentage immune. Hmm. And then after you get the second dose, and then like 3 days after that, then you're 95% immune to COVID-19.
How long do you have to wait to get the second dose?
20 days. So my next dose is on inauguration day.
Oh, yeah, you said that. What happens, though, if Trump causes a civil war on that day and you can't get it?
That's a good point. I don't know what I'll do. I will be 50% immune then. That's better than nothing.
Is there a window by which you have to get the second shot?
Yes, and it's like I scheduled my appointment on the 20th because that's like the ideal day, but I think there's like a day or two before, something like that.
And how long can you wait before? Can you, like, does it run out? Like, can you wait 6 months after getting the first shot and still get 95% immunity?
I don't think so. I think that the first, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't fucking know.
End of video. That is the stunning conclusion.
I don't know. I'm not a freaking immunologist, a virologist, a vaccinologist. I made up one of those.
Not a prickologist. Are you?
I don't know.
You're taking those classes, though.
Yes.
Taking, what is the class? Epidemiology?
Yes. Studying epidemiology.
Do you want a little more wine?
Please. I thought this was interesting. When I went to get my vaccine, the nurse that gave me the shot, I asked her, because obviously this job didn't exist before like 2 weeks ago. So I was like, oh, where do you normally work? And she said, nowhere, because she's a brand new nurse. Mm. So this is her first nursing job.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, like how long have you been a nurse for? And she's like, literally like 2 weeks. So wow. That was pretty crazy.
So you said they might have you give out vaccines?
No. They were potentially going to have us do the swabs, but I don't have to do that anymore.
Okay, that's cool. So, wait, why'd you get yours so quickly?
Because I work in the hospital.
Okay. So, but are you, like, towards the beginning or towards the end of people getting it in the hospital, or is there no sort of cue like that?
I would say closer to the beginning. I think they pretty much like approved most employees pretty quickly. I think they initially like did ICU emergency department, and then once I think maybe a certain amount got vaccinated, then I think they opened it up to everyone. Because I work outpatient. I'm working from home right now, so I'm assuming everyone else who is actually in the hospital should also be approved.
They should already be approved. Doesn't mean they already got it, but they're able to get it.
Yeah, but they're offering it like almost 24/7, which is pretty awesome.
That is awesome. And there's probably they have enough to give everyone. It's not like, you know, you're going to get it and suddenly they're going to run out and people working in hospital aren't going to have it. They probably have enough.
I suppose. I think it's pretty cool though, for like the second dose, you have to go to the exact same spot because they like will know how many people are coming on that day expecting to get whichever vaccine you got the first time. So it's kind of like, I'll have like that second dose will be like ordered for me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you hear about someone like pseudo terrorist act? They just like got rid of 500 doses of vaccine in Wisconsin at a hospital.
Mm-mm.
They like unrefrigerated it and ruined it. And like it's a whole thing. The FBI is looking into it and the person was arrested and it was crazy.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's weird. That reminds me of Utopia.
Mm-hmm.
That show.
Oh.
Utopia. I also don't want to spoil anything.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it for these people.
Who are these people?
Yeah. All right. I got to pee real bad. I think it's as good a time as any to end this. But this was fun.
I enjoyed it.
It's easy talking to you.
I like it. Can we do this again?
Of course.
Am I welcome back?
Yeah, of course.
Do I have to bring a poem every time?
No. You can.
Okay. That could be our thing.
Yeah, we could do poems. We could come up with more things. Let's end on a song. Let's make a song together.
Oh boy. Okay, we practiced last night, so I feel somewhat ready.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, maybe like you said, people might have liked me up until now, and I feel like a little bit afraid that if I sing right now, we're gonna lose everyone.
It's fine. Good.
Oh, good Lord.
I'll follow you again because that's what we practice.
Okay. Well, when you're going to sleep and you're feeling kind of hot, you can take off your clothes and nobody knows that you're sleeping alone, eating tacos in bed. Mandarin oranges under your head. Who opened that window?
A brilliant song. And can I sing you actually one of my favorite songs? It's a turn of the century Welsh lullaby.
Yes.
Geordie, come back. We've seen your face in the dandelions over the hedge. Oh, Geordie, come back. I have a dog and I named him Mr. Pledge. And sadly, he's got the whooping cough and his barking sounds like a meow. And when I see you walking back, I will take a bow. That's it. You like it?
I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
Almost fell asleep.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you, Francesca.
Thank you, Andrew.
Bye. I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Bye. Okay, bye.
empty cans and beer cartons are up on top of the car. This has been sort of the beer cooler for the camp. When I arrived here, I was about the third or fourth car. Now I'm one of maybe 20 cars, and I couldn't get out the night as I wanted to. Bumped up. We're in a sort of semicircle down a very long, not long, but a half mile of trail, which if it were any worse, I couldn't have gone down these cars.